Erling was riding one of the whales. They were staying within her null, where they were invulnerable. "They are not, though," the lady said, reading my thoughts. "Mortal weapons will reach them, and your bandit girl. But it does not matter. I've decided to suspend operations." I laughed. "Then we've won." I do believe that was the first time I ever saw her piqued with me. A mistake, mocking her. It could make her reassess emotionally a decision made strategically. "You have won nothing. If that is the perception a shift of focus will generate, then I will not break off. I will adjust the campaign's focus instead."
"Damn you, Croker. Learn to keep your big goddamn mouth shut around people like this. You will jackjaw your way right into a meat grinder."
After regaining her self-control, she faced me. The lady, from just 2 feet away. "Be sarcastic in your writing if you like, but when you speak, be prepared to pay a price."
"I understand."
"I thought you would." She faced the scene again. In that far city, it looked like frost. A flaming wind whale fell after being caught in a storm of shafts hurled by ballistae bigger than any I'd ever seen. Two could play the suck-in game.
"How well did your translations go?"
"What?"
"The documents you found in the Forest of Cloud, gave to my late sister, Soulcatcher, took from her again, gave to your friend Raven, and took from him in turn. The papers you thought would give you the tool of victory."
"Those documents? Huh. Not well at all."
"You couldn't have. What you sought isn't there."
"But you were misled."
"Yes, I know. Bowman's put them together, so they must hold my true name. Yes?"
"But that has been eradicated, except perhaps in the mind of my husband."
She became remote suddenly. "The victory at Juniper cost."
"He learned the lesson Bowman's did too late."
"So, you noticed. He has information enough to pry an answer from what happened."
"No, my name isn't there. His is.
That was why they so excited my sister. She saw an opportunity to supplant us both.
She knew me. We were children together, after all, and protected from one another only by the most tangled web that could be woven. When she enlisted you in Beryl, she had no greater ambition than to undermine me. But when you delivered those documents..."
She was thinking aloud as much as explaining. I was stricken by a sudden insight.
"You don't know his name."
"It was never a love match, physician. It was the shakiest of alliances. Tell me, how do I get those papers?"
"You don't."
"Then we all lose. This is true, Croker. While we argue, and while our respective allies strive to slash one another's throats, the enemy of us all is shedding his chains. All this dying will be for naught if the Dominator wins free."
"Destroy him."
"That's impossible.
In the town where I was born, there is a folk tale about a man so mighty he dared mock the gods. In the end, his might proved sheer hubris, for there is one against whom even the gods are powerless."
"What's the point?"
"To twist an old